Israel and the Palestinians have accepted the recommendations of an international commission headed by former Senator George Mitchell on how to end 8 months of violence. The Mitchell report was the basis for Secretary of State Colin Powell's call for an unconditional ceasefire. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
U.S. Ambassador to Israel Martin Indyk met Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today as the United States began trying to implement a plan to end the Israeli-Palestinian violence. Ambassador Indyk meets Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat later today. The meetings follow an appeal by Secretary Powell to both sides to accept an unconditional ceasefire. Israeli officials said they welcome the secretary's call for a ceasefire that would precede any Israeli confidence-building measures, such as a freeze in all Jewish settlement activity. Palestinians say such a freeze should be part of any ceasefire deal. Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres says Israel is not willing to completely stop building in Jewish settlements. But Peres says Israel will not establish new settlements or confiscate more Palestinian land.
The immediate issue is a ceasefire, and then the rest will follow. The sequence that the Mitchell report is suggesting is really the logical one. Have a ceasefire, then a cooling off period, then confidence building measures, then start the negotiations. I think it's the right way to approach it.
Israeli officials say that cooling off period should be 2 months. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saab Erekat says Palestinians, too, support the Mitchell report.
We welcome the recommendations of the Mitchell report, and we're willing to implement it and to find mechanisms of implementation with agreed timelines and with monitoring mechanisms, because I don't think at the same time we're continues to be shelled. I don't think Mr. Peres has the right to say who's doing what, because at the end of the day, Israel is still the last country on earth that still holds the title occupying power.
Privately, Palestinian officials say they're disappointed that Secretary Powell did not link an Israeli settlement freeze with a ceasefire. Palestinian Legislative Council member Hanan Ashrawi says that until now, Palestinians have been frustrated with the Bush administration's hands-off policy toward the Middle East.
There is a clear abrogation of responsibility. They intervene only to veto our rights in the UN and to protect Israel, even when it is committing crimes against humanity. It is time the U.S. takes on its responsibilities, otherwise it will be seen as being in collusion with the Israeli violations.
The Mitchell report is the Bush administration's first tentative foray into Middle East diplomacy. Secretary Powell announced he had appointed Ambassador to Jordan William Burns to serve as his special assistant on the conflict. Burns is awaiting Senate confirmation as Assistant Secretary of State for Near East Affairs. At least so far, there's no change on the ground. Today, Palestinians fired mortars at Israel. Yesterday, several Israelis were injured in a five-hour firefight when Palestinians from Beit Jala shot at the outskirts of Jerusalem. Israel responded with heavy firepower. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.